You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/free.
Things are really heating up as relates to stories about the Delta variant. You're seeing more and more of those, including one here in Houston with one hospital outlet saying, yes, our cases are up 500%. Well, 500% from how many? Did you have any cases before? Because if you go,
what are the real numbers?
If you go from zero to five,
and what are the zip codes of these people being treated?
Well, we don't.
Are they being ferried in here to our hospitals?
Don't know. But this could all be part of a national emergency, just like, you know, January 6th, Capitol quote unquote riot.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is going to try to make it look like that's
sure.
what it was.
There's a couple of ways that, you know, maybe the midterms could be affected. Vlad Dvidyk joins us, Republican strategist. Do you have concerns about those two issues in particular, Vlad, and whether or not that might be used as an excuse to not hold the midterm elections?
Well, look, after seeing what we endured in 2020, the year of the liberal lockdown, there's no telling what the left is capable of doing in order to achieve their agenda. They're willing to strangle the American population out of their jobs, out of their churches, out of their schools, all to achieve a level of unprecedented control. So there's no telling.
Well, the question is, what happened to the law in this country? I mean, what happened to the law? You know, we've been very patiently waiting for things to work their way through courts, if the courts will even hear them. What happened?
You know, in this country, what the left has learned a long time ago is the law is 99 9/10 possession. So, you know, if you're the one who's writing the law, if you're the one who's making those rules, if you're the one who's administering that justice, you can basically get away with as much as you want until some court manages to track you down and hold you accountable. And even then, you've got the majority of the population on your side, thinking that you're doing something that's for their own good. It took a lot of Americans a very long time to wake up to see what was happening in their communities, to see what was happening to their business, to see what was happening to their children's education, to see what was happening to their shuttered churches, before they finally woke up and saw that these lockdowns that were imposed on their communities were strangling not only their ways of life, but their very livelihood and their futures. I mean, it was only a couple of weeks ago that a lockdown Lena here in Harris County finally relented and drew back from the red gauge and let people actually out of their homes in Harris County. So it takes a long time for the law to catch up to what the left does.
So what would have to happen for an election delay? Would it just be as simple as declaring a national emergency, or would it have to be more structured than that?
Well, you know, I mean, this is actually one of the things that legislatures across America, especially here at the Texas legislature, have been working on recently on the concept of election integrity. The left seems to hyper-focus on, well, you can't prove any cases of voter fraud. We all know that there were cases of voter fraud, but much larger perspective is there was a lack of election integrity because the laws were clearly prescribed on how elections were supposed to be carried out. All that went out the window in the name of helping people to vote during the COVID pandemic. And so the legislatures that are supposed to be making the laws on how elections are done were completely overrun by secretaries of state and governors who wanted to decide themselves what the laws should be on carrying out elections. That same principle is going to take effect if a quote-unquote emergency arises that services the needs of the left to change the structure of our election, to change the way people vote, to change how and where elections are carried out. And very quickly, you have everyone getting mailed a application for an absentee ballot, or you have 24-hour voting, or you have drive-through voting. You can have as many people in the car as you want. So very quickly, what was a very clearly structured legal structure for how elections are carried out goes out the window, and it's all a matter of expediency, and it's always going to benefit the left.
Okay. Vlad, thank you as always. Vlad Divitiuk.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.